It's quite amazing. People say good things come to those who wait. Well, when I arrived 19 years ago, I said to Fran Harvey, I said, it would be lovely if the band could play some John Williams. Well, good things come to those who wait. Thank you, Silver Band, for the John Williams. It was quite amazing, quite amazing. Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you. Let us pray. Songs take us places we could never imagine. We turn corners and you invite us in to the pulse and the rhythm, to the memories that we share. Amen. Many years ago, when we were renovating in 2005, we found the cornerstone from the North Building. And in it was a newspaper from 1928, and we all were marveling at the price of soup and the price of cars. But cornerstones are something, are they not? And we have a cornerstone. Metropolitan, we have a cornerstone in our own faith journey. And we say to ourselves, what's in our cornerstone? Well, for me, a piece from Emily Dickinson that speaks of hope being feathers, that carries, takes the soul and brings us forward. Or further, in the reading that Patricia Wright read today from the book of Acts, the God of our ancestors is with us. And the question is to obey God or obey the authority of the world. And we're reaching that brink, are we not, every day and every moment and every hour and every time. And in my personal cornerstone is a piece from Rudyard Kipling that he speaks about an explorer following a trail and a road, and what happens is the road comes to an end, but what do we do? Well, guess what? We keep going. We blaze new trails. We find new hopes. We go where no one has gone before and find that there is God guiding us, holding our hand. And in our cornerstone is the reading from the other verse in Acts, that we are witnesses to these things, witnesses to understand and obey, to discern. In our midst of our world where we have political differences between left and right, extreme and backward, and there's God saying, be ready to be witnesses to the moments of risking and finding courage, to know that you are not alone, to be Christians, not only at the edge, but in the center of our world, a gift to be and a gift to share. A few weeks ago, Sarah Gottwell was sharing with our wonderful MetCare team a passage from Mark Parker Palmer that speaks of community. And in that, we talked about our hearts and souls being knitted together. And what happens when that takes place? A door opens and a gift is understood. This past week, it was Wednesday, and it was a funeral for my good friend John Fernandez. And the journey to get between death and funeral was a great one. It required me visiting Father Tony O'Dell at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Hamilton and saying, Father Tony, they want to have a mass at a Protestant funeral. Can we do that? We'll make it work. He's from Newfoundland. Everyone from Newfoundland can make things work, I believe. And then my lovely husband phones me up on Thursday and says, the week before of Holy Week, and says, you need to find us a United Church. And I said, in Hamilton. I said, it's not like a bed and breakfast, you know, or Airbnb. So I phoned about 10 United Churches, 9 said no, and 1 said yes. And Doug Moore, Reverend Doug Moore, is a gift of God. Not only did he open Laidlaw Memorial United in Hamilton, we met for lunch on the Saturday of Easter Vigil. Not only did he open the church and all the people there, he baked the gluten-free loaf of bread and the gluten bread. I thought to myself, that is what I hope that we all want in our community, in our cornerstone, in our gift of world, in our gift of life. And we hear in Revelations, he made for us a kingdom. He made for us a kingdom in the death and life of Jesus. He made for us a kingdom in the past, in the present, in the future. He made for us a kingdom as many and millions around the world mourn Sri Lanka. Only last week at Easter, I learned the words in Tamil for peace, Vanakkam. Vanakkam. Many may or may not be aware, we have 3 Sri Lankan Tamil people on staff, Vinod Thanagaran, Nadan Thanagaran, and Puvi Thanagaran, and they taught me these words. So I urge you at some point to say Vanakkam to our staff and our community. But further still, only recently in San Diego, a synagogue, and the memories of the mosque in New Zealand. What is happening in our world? This is not the kingdom that God was speaking about. This just makes us want to echo the words of the gospel today, to lock and shut our doors, to be terrified, that we know in those moments of terror, in those moments of fear, the community is uniting, is exploring, is discovering. And all they want to do is see and touch. Just like Thomas, show me the real thing. Or show me the empirical evidence. My friend John Fernandez was a pathologist, a coroner. So he would do just that. He would determine the cause of death and give you the quantifiable answer. But you can't only do that. The quantifiable answer is the gift of love and the measure of compassion and grace that we give and share with each other and for and all each other in all times and places. In the moments of the locked door, we find God breaking in and saying yes to something new, something wonderful. It was a month ago, a friend of mine said to me, would you like to go see the musical Hair? And I said, yes, of course. It was at Hart House. It's timeless. It's timeless. But, you know, it speaks to not only the days that were, but our present day. If you think about it, there they were. The Cold War has just happened, and it's the 60s. And they're questioning all the points of government and the way things are operating about a pointless war at the time of Vietnam. Sounds fairly similar, does it not? And in the songs that ring through time and time again, there's a persona that echoes the images and wonder of the Christ himself. Coming, Hair came about the same time as Godspell. No wonder that we look for messiahs in the face of horror and tragedy. We look for hope in our world. When the doors were locked, when the doors are locked in our lives, Angela Davis, who was a leader of the Black Panthers of the 60s, speaks of great hope. She says, she poses this question. If you could go down the rabbit hole of your life, what would you say to an earlier self? Imagine if you went back a decade or three or four. Would you say anything or change anything? For many, they would say yes, of course, but for myself, I can honestly say, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. In every moment, in every shape, in every form, we discover the gifts of community and the gifts of people. In the passage in Acts, we hear about obeying and understanding. Each of us finds wisdom in many corners. And for myself, I'm a disciple and apostle of Doctor Who. Doctor Who, if you don't know Doctor Who, I discovered him when I was probably 12 and they were watching BBC. But Doctor Who is in about his 11th or 12th incarnation. If you don't know the Doctor, it's a BBC science fiction series. He travels to faraway places and time and place. That's me in a nutshell. The TARDIS looks like a police box. And when you open it, it's bigger on the inside. About the size of Metropolitan Sanctuary, actually. But Doctor Who said this, kindness is not a sign of weakness. People don't stumble into kindness. They are born it. In the black imploding stars, kindness is born. And when you punch it, your hand will break. We learn and hear the wisdom of Christ in every corner, in every shape, in every time. The God of our ancestors speaks to us, that we are witnesses to these things, that we are made to be kingdom builders. Even when the doors are locked, God is with us to guide us. And they become written on our hearts and our ways. When we reach out and touch the people who are wounded and hurt. It was about 2 years ago when a neighbor came to us needing help. A neighbor went away for a year in rehabilitation, because the neighbor was suffering with alcoholic. She was an alcoholic who drank much too much and needed to go away and came back. And we were invited to her AA anniversary, as they call it. And in that anniversary, she performed a mini play that she had created during her rehab time. And it was called Metamorphosis. And in the music in the background was that great music of the turn, 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 everything has a season. And she started on the ground and gradually covered in black, and then as she emerged, she became a butterfly, a person sober and full of compassion. All because people listened, people heard, people walked with. When we walk with each other in the broken times, we find God breaking in with grace and gift. The God of our ancestors says hello even today through the poetry and the songs that we share, the inspiration of children. The cornerstone of memories is that gift of looking back and remembering everyone. The chairs, the windows. Remembering Jean McLaren, remembering Jean Stinson, remembering my first moment with the Out of the Cold in what used to be known as the North Building. Because before I came to Metropolitan, the idea of reaching out was a white gift at Christmas. And suddenly there I would say, well, Thursday's the Out of the Cold, you must go and say hello. I was inspired at the great miracle of compassion. Over 300 being served food, 40 volunteers. This is what we speak about when we say, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what we speak about when we talk about manna in the wilderness. This is what we hope for when we speak about Jesus feeding the 5,000. Or further still, it was the year about 2003, and I heard it said, the rumor is, we're going to do Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. What will that look like? Imagine that. And that was probably one of the biggest extravaganzas that Cecil B. DeMille and even Flo Ziegfeld would have blushed at. We pulled the stops out. We had more room then, actually. We had an entire basement. Imagine how much you could put in an entire basement. Oh, perish the thought. Needless to say, we had this wonderful stage that was made of warp wood, and God bless Tex Purley and Elwin Hughes and a few others who turned that warp wood in a stage we wouldn't fall off of. And I still remember the many people. We had a pharaoh's head that would have filled the chancel room, and we had pillars, and we had Malcolm playing Elvis. And we even, as the brothers of Joseph, we took our shirts off because Ian Mahaffey told us we had to. We have to be real about this. But it was a moment in time more than a play, more than a production. It was about community risking and sharing and discovering the gift and wonder. But by the grace of God, go we. It was like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland saying, let's put on a show. What can happen when we do that? Where can it take us? Only imagination. The corners of Metropolitan are vivid and strong. It's as if we learn and discover a wonder and a wonder. When we hear in the text today about the disciples rejoicing, it's about that intersectionality of outside meeting inside. As we lingered through the road of 200 years, we learned about the moments where we thought about closing, but yet we stayed loud and open about people being welcomed despite their income and their outcome. About remembering who we are as people of God, about hearing in Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says Jesus. It was a book by Martha Nussbaum who said, a better way to be angry. I heard it on the CBC. And to me, that's what Easter is about. That's what faith is about. That's what the gift of being Christian is about. How do we deal with our anger and resentment towards each other? And the key words are, let go and move on. That's my motto. Because when we linger in the moments of being angry, it's as if we carry a stone, and the stone becomes a train car, and the train car becomes a caboose. Before we know it, we're carrying too much with us. But Christ breaks in to that locked door of indifference and says, here I am, here I am. The God of our ancestors is with us. The witness to be witnesses of these things, to be kingdom makers, to open the doors, to find the word written upon our hearts. And this word came to me this week. And it says this, orders declared, stand ground, obey God. God is strength. The stone rejected is chief cornerstone. The Lord is strength. Jerusalem filled with teaching. The Lord is strength. Doors locked in fear, the Lord is strength. Open gates, enter, give thanks, the Lord is strength. You answer us and become salvation, the Lord is strength. Blessed is the one who comes, the Lord is strength. We bless you, the Lord is strength. The Lord is God and gives light, the Lord is strength. We are made to be kingdom, the Lord is strength. Glad songs born, the Lord is strength. Christ proclaims peace and God sends us, the Lord is strength. We see the Lord is strength. Look past doubt, but believe the Lord is strength, our Lord and our God. The Lord is our strength. Every time we eat and break bread together. A few years ago, we had a confirmation class, and I said, let's teach about Eucharist and communion. We had spaghetti and meatballs in the chancel. We thought, what better way to teach about communion than to eat spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread in the chancel and point to the Last Supper? That's what it is. Every time we break bread and discover the gift of who we are, when we eat and drink and make merry in the past, in the present, in the days to come, we are this cornerstone today. We are the living gift of Christ, compassion and love. Thanks be to God.